It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The governor of Ohio sounds like he still has some plans for the future. John Kasich, out with a new book and perhaps signing on to be a news channel talking head, says right now he couldn't beat Donald Trump, but added, we'll see. A state board in Michigan has given a green light to a controversial oil pipeline tunnel under the Great Lakes. The Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority has approved an agreement with Canadian energy giant Enbridge to build a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac. It'll house a replacement segment for Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline that'll carry oil from Wisconsin to Ontario. From This Week in Agribusiness, the key grains-producing state of Paraná down in Brazil is now expected to produce less soybeans than previously forecast. That's according to the state statistics agency down there. They're saying the drought could be damaging the crop, maybe producing 19.1 million tons of soybeans instead of 19.6, as earlier indicated. The Brazilian state of Mato Grosso also has been dry and could see a smaller than projected soybean crop. You've seen those tiny houses that have become the craze? Well, one was stolen in St. Louis last weekend. It has turned up. There was an anonymous tip. And it was found less than an hour southwest of St. Louis. A towing company says they'll haul it back to the 23-year-old owner free of charge. At a big drug trial in New York City, the jury is hearing testimony about how Chicago became a major illicit drug distribution hub for the country, as the Mexican drugs were smuggled through Chicago by twin brothers. Pedro Flores, one of the twins, testified yesterday how the food distribution chain was used, with drugs brought into Chicago in semi-loads of vegetables, shrimp, and even a truckload of sheep. Flores didn't detail how the drugs were concealed with the sheep, but said he had to figure out what to do with the animals. He said he wound up paying a guy $10,000 to get rid of the sheep. Of course, that begs another question. Where did they go? That's the morning. I suppose that's not what the Lamb Board wants you to hear. He had to pay a guy $10,000 to take the sheep. The Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. By Pioneer brand seed, earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.